This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala rasulihi al-kareem amma ba'd. Yesterday we discussed the story of Idris alayhi salatu wa salam. We mentioned that there was a difference of opinion amongst the ulama and scholars as to whether Idris alayhi salatu wa salam came before Nuh alayhi salam or after. Some say he was born already in the time of Adam alayhi salam and he came before Nuh alayhi salam. Others say he came after Nuh alayhi salam. We mentioned that Allah has made reference to him twice in the Quran, in the 16th and in the 17th juz. He was an ancestor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His name was Khunukh. He was the first to write with a pen. He was also the first to teach the sciences of medicine and astronomy. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met him on the fourth heaven during the occasion of Mi'raj. And I explained yesterday, the Quran does not go into too much of detail with regards to Idris alayhi salatu wa sallam, and nor does the ahadith and the statements of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we leave it at that. The Quran talks about these incidents to highlight lessons. Today, we commence with the story of Hud alayhi salatu wa sallam. And Hud alayhi salatu wa sallam was from the nation of Aad. So once again, he was from the very people, he was from the very tribe, he was from the very nation, and he was sent to them as a messenger. At various places in the Quran, Allah says, وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا. To the nation of Aad, we sent their brother, أَخَاهُمْ. Meaning he was from them, he was related to them, and his name was Hud. Now Hud alayhi salatu wasalam, or the nation of Aad, this story is mentioned in the Quran 9 times. 9 times Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes up the story, and Hud alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned by name 7 times in the Quran. The nation of Aad, they were Arabs. They came long before Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. They were in the area called Hadramaut, you know, near Yemen. That region, that broader region. In specific, they resided in the area called Ahqaf. That's why in the 26th juz of the Quran, Allah says, وَذْكُرْ أَخَا عَاد إِذْ أَنْذَرَ قَوْمَهُ بِالْأَحْقَافِ. Remember the story of the brother of the nation of Aad, meaning Hud alayhi salam, and he warned them bil ahqaf. The place's name was Ahqaf. So they were Arabs. Allah had given them a lot of physical strength. They were a very strong nation, a very muscular nation, a very mighty nation. They were also, their area was also referred to as Iram, as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Fajr, bi'ad Iram dhat al-imad. They used to build these big towering homes out of rock. They were very muscular, they were very strong. They came, as I said, before Ibrahim alayhi salam, but after Nuh alayhi salam. Because in the Quran, in the 8th juz, Allah says, مِن بَعْدِ قَوْمِ نُوحٍ. They came after the nation of Nuh alayhi salam. And the scholars have written, now we explained previously, Adam alayhi salam came to planet Earth, there was only Tawheed. There was only belief in the oneness of Allah. Then after Adam alayhi salam passed away and some time had lapsed, people started to worship idols. And we explained previously how Shaitan got them to make statues. And he got them to make, these carvings out of rock in the image of their pious people who had passed on to remember them. And from remembrance, and that escalated to worship. Then Nuh alayhi salam came, he preached to his people, they didn't listen. There was the floods and they were all wiped out. Once again, there was only Tawheed. People were only believing in the oneness of Allah. And then idol worship crept in once again. Idol worship crept in once again. So the nation of Aad were the first to recommence with the worship of idols after the floods of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. There is a narration of Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu an, wherein he mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said that there are 4 anbiya who are considered to be Arabs. There were 4 anbiya who were considered to be Arabs. One is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself. The other was Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Salih alayhi salatu wasalam. And we'll speak about him in the days to come. He was sent to the nation of Thamud. And Hud alayhi salatu wasalam, he was sent to the nation of Aad. And therefore the scholars write that Hud alayhi salatu wasalam was the first person to start speaking Arabic. The first person to start speaking Arabic on earth was Hud alayhi salam. Later on, when Ibrahim alayhi salam came, he took it to another level. He was a man who had great eloquence in the Arabic language. But the first person to start speaking the Arabic language was Hud alayhi salatu wasalam. So that's a bit of a background to the nation of Ad, to whom Allah had sent Hud alayhi salam. Very muscular, very mighty nation. If you know history, if you study archaeological findings, you will see that they, even their skeletons, very massive, very big, very long and broad in their structure. But it counted for nothing in the end of the day, because they disbelieved in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and they worshipped idols. There is more to the story. From tomorrow, inshallah, we'll take up the discussion from the verses of the Quran, the various verses where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about the Qawm Aad and Huda alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.